gentlemen, welcome to Tuesday's edition of the French Connection. Today's date is the 30th day of May 2006. My name is Daryl Bradford Smith, and of course we are battling some new information, great stuff happening for us, ladies and gentlemen. They are panic-stricken. These bad guys are absolutely freaking out, and it is so wonderful to see. They don't know what to do anymore. They can't fight back because the truth is too powerful. Here's the interesting thing. I went to this. I never have even been to this conspiracy central thing. Never went until yesterday. First time I ever went. I didn't know the listeners, you guys, were posting there. I'm sure you post all over the place, and that was just one of them. But what was happening there was, of course, they've got all kinds of conspiracies on there, chemtrails and AIDS virus and, Mexican this and all kinds of stuff. But they don't want the Zionist conspiracy to be talked about. All the others are fine. No problem. Can talk about any of them. Can talk about the Muslims. Can make fun of them. You can call them this, call them that. Anything you want. You can call the people from Mexico anything you want. But they don't want the truth about Zionism coming out. They don't want the fact that Silverstein and Lowy were in business together, and that they were dancing Israelis, and they were art students, and that Abramoff sent Atta on booze cruises before he went on his his little tirade, and all of the stuff that we've uncovered over time here, that the fact that the Israelis were arrested and found out to be Mossad agents, the fact that Logan Airport and Newark Airport were both controlled by an Israeli security firm that has roots to the Mossad. The actual founder of the Mossad's children started the company. All the stuff that we've discovered, including stuff from 7/7 over in London, and all of the different things that we've put together from directly related to the Mossad and World Zionism. They don't want this out. And anything but that. You can talk about Bigfoot, you can talk about Yetis, you can talk about UFOs, but don't talk about the real truth. See, they don't want the truth out. And these guys have several sites. They have this Conspiracy Central, which is Lie Factory number one. They got Lie Factory number two, which is this other one called Conspiracy Research, which is just another vomitous collection of morons and paid shills. And then they've got this Control-All-Delete site. They're all the same people. They're all lie spinners. They're all trying to promote the Loose Change Group. They're trying to promote that to Christian Jewish Muslim organization, which is a Zionist shill front organization. And they're just out there trying to obfuscate and lie. That's basically what happened. And they were getting their first attempt was to say that my stuff was copyrighted, and that you couldn't download it, and you couldn't post it on the site anymore because it was copyrighted, which was a friggin' lie from the start. Now that got exposed immediately, and when that didn't work, which was their first attempt, these people aren't as bright. They say that these people are smarter than everybody else, but boy, they sure don't show it. So that failed miserably. So what do I do? You know, what happens next? I get emails from this guy named Eric Stovic, which I don't think probably is his real name, threatening me. They're gonna send ADL, the French authorities are gonna come and get me and all this, and goodness knows for what. I haven't broken any laws in France, so I have no idea what they would be coming to see me for, especially since I know the chief of police of the area here, so I'm certain that he would let me know. He's a friend of mine, and he watches out over the little area I live in. But I also know that the French public has been a victim of Zionism for generations, and most of the people here already know the things that America is just waking up to, which is interesting. That's why America is the center for world Zionism, because it doesn't have as firm a roots here. Now, the leadership people here in Europe are certainly under their sway, but the public certainly hasn't been bought up onto this these lies. So they stop panicking. And, boy, they've sent me all kinds of stuff. You know, they got this guy named Siegel, another Jewish fella here, saying I'm absolutely certifiably insane. Why? Because I'm pointing out the facts, the truth. See, now it's interesting. They'll call me a doo-doo head, and they'll call me a liar, but they never say where I lied. They'll call me names, and they'll say that I'm destroying the truth movement. But what I'm really doing is telling on the people who are trying to lie to you, ladies and gentlemen. Basically, I'm just opening up the can of worms that they would rather have stay shut. And so the result is that these people are absolutely running in circles, chasing their tails to what are we going to do about this guy Smith? He's telling the truth, and we're getting outed. We're getting outed. All the facts are coming. Oh, it's the New World Order. It's the globalists. It's the Bohemian Grove. Nonsense. These people were involved in the formation of these left-right nonsense groups, but the people behind it all are your Jewish bankers, your group out of the Ashkenazi group, and they've become billionaires in our modern world. Now, they always had lots of power and influence, but it has been magnified in the last 50 years. If you listen to Benjamin Friedman, ladies and gentlemen, anybody new to the French Connection, go to Benjamin Friedman's download on IamTheWitness.com and listen. 1961, why doesn't Ben Friedman have a place on Conspiracy Central? Why don't they want to talk about that? Why don't they want to talk about what Untermyer said to his group of Zionist friends in a speech? Why don't they want to put on there what Rosenthal said, the assistant, first chief assistant to the Jewish senator from New York, Jacob Javits, what he had to say? Or how about what Myron Fagan had to say? Or how about all the other people in history? How about Tex Mars, what he had to say? No, we don't want to talk about that. What we do want to talk about is, you know, nonsense and crop circles and, you know, other drivel. And when I say drivel, I mean that in the rudest sense of the word, because basically, ladies and gentlemen, they're spinning lie-based conspiracies or little segments of the truth all spun around their lies. And you'll notice on their site, it's the same people posting over and over again. And if you come on their site and try to speak any truth, you get ganged up on by these same people who are running these sites. And it's the same criminals each time. And we know it. You know it. I know it. You've been there. You've been shut down by them. You've been erased by them. You've been turned away by them. And look at the facts around this. Look at Silverstein. Look at Lowy. Look at the owners. Look at Mark Rich. Look at all of the stuff that's going on here. We've got these people outed. The story's out. We know the truth. And we're learning more about it every day. Guys, just go back to the Levant Affair, 1957. Or go back to 1967 and what they did with the Liberty. Listen to what Lieutenant Commander James Innes has to say about what the Zionist Jews did to his ship, and then all of the silencing through the press and the media, and the fact that our media is entirely controlled by these people, and the fact that people like Aaron Russo and Walper and the Simon family are all involved in Hollywood, and they're all involved in controlling the news, Zucker and. You know, we've got so many of them here. We've got Mort Zuckerman. We have Zucker over at NBC, Mort Zuckerman over at U.S. News and World Report, and we have all of these different organizations, ladies and gentlemen. We've outed them. We know what they did. 2% of the American population, ladies and gentlemen, 70% of the Bush administration's leadership, including United Nations, including Chief of Staff, including Wolfowitz and Pearl when they were there earlier. They ascended Wolfowitz to the World Bank chief. We've got the head of the Federal Reserve is a Zionist Jew. We've got everybody involved in all of these different things. We've got them. We've outed them. We've put the facts out there. We did the work. It's not a conspiracy. It's conspiracy fact, not theory. This is a conspiracy. And we should have it in front of a courtroom, but of course you know as well as I do that they have they've bottled up our courts with their control. They're doing things like foisting homosexuality on us. They're in charge of the pornography industry. They're also in charge of the gambling industry. They brought the drugs into MENA. You take a look at the leadership of the countries where the drugs were coming from, and they happen to be Zionist Jews as well. And then they've got their dupes. We even dug up the fact that Billy Graham comes from Jacob Frank's family, the descendant. oh boy, do they hate this stuff, you know. And so we know, we've outed them. We've got them on their knees. And, you know, the interesting thing is when we tried to do interviews here, you know, I've got some people that have questions about my some of my guests, and certainly I can't vouch for all of them. I can vouch for me. I can vouch for my partner Eric, but the rest of the people I have, we hope the information bears out, and when we dig through it, and it does, we build a little confidence in our guest, and we have them visit again, and they throw us some more information out. We check it and see if it works, and see if it's verifiable, and we find it to be have veracity, and we further our trust level, and of course. Not everyone that comes on. We had Alexander Barron come on here and just absolutely vomit out nonsense. I mean, absolute foolishness. So you can't always have that level of trust or confidence in people. But the guests we have, they're the best we can find on many of these subjects. But the truth is that Eric and I have done the most research of anybody in the world, save a few people. Now, of course, they've said I'm a Holocaust denier. I'm not. I don't deny the Holocaust, or do I support it? I don't do either. I don't know anything about the facts around the Holocaust. I do say this each time I talk about it, though. Why can't historians look into it? If you want to find out what a leader says about it, listen, read what the Iranian president said in his conversation with Der Spiegel. They tried everything to trip him up, and the guy came out smelling like a rose. He says, why can't we talk about that historical event? He said, if it happened, let's prove it with an independent group. If it did happen, if it didn't happen, all of this stuff. And what he did is said, why should it be a crime to discuss historical events? It isn't for any other group. And he said also, why is the fact that out of 60 million deaths in World War II, we only venerate one group's death in that? And he says, why is Germany so kowtowed to the Zionist camp? Why? Why are they so enslaved by this group? He doesn't understand it either, nor do I. And it basically, so my point to you is, all of this stuff fits in. It all fits in. They're losing this battle of truth because the truth is much more powerful than a lie, ladies and gentlemen. We can knock out 10,000 lies with one truth, and we can get rid of a million crooks out there trying to obfuscate with one statement of fact. And that's what we've done here. And I do not shrink from the facts as I find them, and I don't shrink from the truth as I see it. And that is the way it is here where I am in my world. And the truth and facts are that we are defeating them in the court of public opinion. And our numbers are up. And it's interesting, they write to me saying, you're finished, your numbers are going down. And in fact, ladies and gentlemen, our numbers have never been better. We're getting more traction now than ever before. And this nonsensical group of people coming together with Alex Jones, it's the group of Zionist deniers, ladies and gentlemen. Surprise, surprise, surprise. And we've been telling you right from the beginning that this guy was lying. We told you months and months ago, and now, do the math here. Look at the stuff. It's not 1 plus 1 is 11. Take a look at how this is bearing out. Take a look at the facts we've got around Silverstein and dancing Israelis and the 4,000 Jewish workers that didn't show up that day and the insider trading out of Israel and all of the stuff that we've got, the security company allowing these people to go through the Logan Airport, which they really didn't because there was no Muslims listed on the flight manifest, which is... Oh, and the fact that they found, you know, they found their passports in pristine condition after everything else in those buildings was pulverized and turned to powder. Look at Jana Orkin making light of the people that are dying of poisoning in their lungs. And look at Deborah Simon financing these groups from behind. She probably is financing this group of Conspiracy Central. So I guess they came to the realization that, you know, if the truth that we were placing up there kept getting read by everybody, they were going to lose. So they would rather destroy their own website than to let us continue telling the truth. That's basically what's happened here. And so basically people like, you know, Fetzer, he's just a front. This guy's a liar. He's out there trying to obfuscate just like this particular website is, this so-called truth forum. And as we told you in the beginning, we were going to uncover the nests, and we're going to follow where the facts led us. Well, we've done that. We've done it, and we found out exactly who these people are, who they work with, why they're so upset about the message, because more and more people are understanding exactly what's going on. They're calling me a hate monger. I don't hate Jews. I hate Zionist criminals. In fact, I don't hate Jews. In fact, the only person that came to my wedding over here in France when I got married was my Jewish friend from New York. The only person that showed up. Why? Because everybody else in my family was too busy. And they all, well, you know, that's what happens when you have a second marriage. But my friend came, and she was always there when I was at school. She bought me birthday cakes, and I just, wonderful human being, just wonderful. And people I grew up with next door to me were Jews, and they're friends of mine to this day. And they're not Zionists, and they're not involved in this criminality. And I've talked to so many people over time about this stuff, and, you know, you can't put that anti-hate Jewish stuff on me because it's not true. I don't hate Jews. I hate criminal Zionists. And the fact of the matter is we even uncovered that this Ashkenazi group, or I call them Ashkenazis group, are not even Semitic. They're not Semitic. No, they're Khazarian. Read the 13th tribe. It's on the website, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Mr. Kussler, Arthur Kussler, he spells it out in no uncertain terms, and his research is spot on, absolutely spot on. So we've done our research. We come out, we laid the chips down where they fell there, and we found the facts. We followed them back, and this is where it all turned out. And you know what? They are frightened. And if anything were to happen to myself or Eric, boy, would this message explode across the globe. Boy, they wouldn't be able to put the fire out. They wouldn't be able to put it out then. It would just explode into a rage because people know what I'm telling is the truth. They understand it viscerally. We've had to put up with this crap coming out of that Middle Eastern septic tank for the last 40 years of my life. Every night on the TV, they murder some new Palestinian or some new person or some new woman or child, or they humiliate, they steal land, they steal water, they destroy their lives, they dehumanize them, they force them into exile, they steal their houses, they bulldoze them, they run over peace activists, they get us into wars on their behalf. They I mean, come on, guys. They buy up our Congress with AIPAC, and where do you want to go with this? It's just sickening. I mean, it's vomitous to even go recount all this stuff like that. I do it all the time, but mind-numbing. So what are we going to do about it? Well, here's my suggestion. If you're a member and haven't been kicked off of that space yet, go post some stuff on there until you're kicked off. Go have a poll. Go to this place until they throw you off, and then just post the truth. Put a file up. Put a statement up. Either that or whatever it is, you know, just post and make them go mad, and then go to the other websites and the other forums that are still accepting factual information and the truth, and start posting again. But this time, go and out these people for who they are. Tell on them. The other thing I'm calling for, ladies and gentlemen, is the Jewish community who is involved in 9/11 research to step back. And if they'd like to support us and help us, do it with finances. Financially, do it. Or steer people to our research. Because basically there are so many criminals involved in this from this community that we can't make out who they all are. And the fact is that all of them should step back and allow people from a different community to figure out these facts. And they should support us with their assistance through steering people to us and financially. And they're very good at helping us to get this done. We'll be able to identify who's doing it and who isn't more quickly. And this way, when it comes time for the American public to take back its country, we'll know who the bad guys are. We'll know who the Simons are in Indianapolis. We'll know who the Millers are in Cleveland. We'll know who the people who've done this stuff across our nation, the Walpers out in Hollywood, and the criminals that grew out of Meyer Lansky's criminality and the rest of it. and we'll be able to put our finger on them. We'll know where they're from, what they've done, and where they're going, and we'll have the list. And the people from the Jewish community who are not involved in any of this will have nothing to fear, because they will have been honest brokers in the truth. That's what I believe is the right way going forward. You would not want to put a bunch of Chinese in charge of an investigation if you found out that China had attacked America in a conspiracy. What you'd want to do is tell them to be patient while the facts were bore out, and that when they were bore out, of course, you would be absolutely involved in all of the things that we're doing. Absolutely. So it's not a racist statement. Take a look at we've got 2% of the country's population. Take a look at the Jewish community involvement in 9/11. 70% of the people on some sites, even more in some others. That's not a coincidence, ladies and gentlemen. It's as if the only people in the country that want to know the truth are Jews. No. What they are is they're Zionist liars, and they're trying to obfuscate and lie us out of the truth, lie us away from the facts. That's exactly what's happening. So that's why we need people to step back. That's why. And we also need more research done on crypto-Zionism and crypto-Judaism, because we know that there are a lot of people out there who claim to be Christians who aren't. We know that because history says it. We know about the Muranos. We know about the Donmars. We know about the stuff that's happened even within the Shia organizations over in Iraq. And we know that this stuff has been happening up until the present day. So anyway, this is the rant for today. You can mull over this. But your marching orders for today, I think, would be to just keep posting this truth. Just keep pounding. And take advantage of the fact that these people have made a huge blunder. Huge blunder. the conspiracy is fine to talk about on their site unless it's the truth. Isn't that special? Well, time is on our side, ladies and gentlemen. We're beating the pants off them because the truth is a mighty sword. Yes, it is. And I have to thank all of you for helping with this fight. It's a big fight. It's a big battle. But we need your help. Bring more people to the facts. Bring them here. Let them know that I don't believe in racism. I believe in anti-criminal. I'm an anti-criminal person. I don't believe in the criminal's ability to get away with these lies. And they're not going to run our lives anymore if you all get behind the truth. There it is. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the French Connection today. I did have somebody lined up for today. I asked him to hold off while we put out this particular program today on this information. I want to let you all know tomorrow we will have somebody very learned and very interesting to hash through some of the other information that we've been digging up information, facts on, and we will forward further. But, you know, the stuff on our website, you'll be able to read about what we think about this Conspiracy Central nonsense, and you can read what the president of Iran had to say about the facts. You can also read so many more things on that website. Just go down the audio files. Don't worry about the dates. The information's timeless. We've done the legwork, guys. Pass them around. Go to the forums. Go to Liberty Forum. Go to Craigslist and all the different places around the country. There's indie media. There's Craigslist all across the nation. You can put them all over the place. These audio files will have a life of their own once people hear them. And more important than everybody, Benjamin Friedman. He is the ultimate recruiter for us because he's told the truth 40 some odd years ago, guys. Don't let that one slip through your fingers. Benjamin Friedman. In fact, Eric's going to put him closer to the top of the website. We'll get him back onto the front burner here. So many new people are coming to our site. So many new. Anyway, that's the show for this Tuesday. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, the end of this battle is in your hands. How this turns out is up to you. You know, what kind of world do you want to live in? What kind of place do you want it to be? I want my constitutional republic back. I want the guarantees of the founders back. That's what I want. And I want to, going forward, not have to live under the threat of these criminal enterprises any longer. So, fight, fight, fight. And I will talk to you all tomorrow. Until then, this is Daryl Bradford Smith. saying be well. Bye-bye.